The case of the former Scottish Labour leader, Kezia Dugdale, who's been in court this week, Eamon, being sued for defamation by the pro-independence blogger Stuart Campbell. She described a tweet he sent as homophobic in her newspaper column in The Record. Through the case, Ms. Dugdale has stuck by her claims, where Mr. Campbell says he's absolutely horrified to have been accused of homophobia. What do you make of the coverage of this?
It's interesting. I'm always interested in these defamation cases because there is a bit of them that's a bit like how many angels can dance in the head of a pin about exactly, and it's often more art than science when it comes down to the law on it, because it depends who the protagonists are. It depends what exactly was said. And it always reminds me of the famous case of when the US Supreme Court went off to define what pornography was and went away for months and came back and eventually said, "We will know it when we see it," which essentially meant we'll take it on a case-by-case basis. In this particular instance, I mean, obviously I won't repeat the remark that was made, but you can see, trying to wear a completely legal hat and a journalistic one, if you can do two things at once, you can see where the grievance on both sides arises. What is interesting is that Mr. Campbell has chosen to sue Kezia Dugdale...
Not the paper.
And I'll just let that one lie there. That's interesting for a number of different legal reasons. I'm mindful of the fact that the whole thing is still playing out, so I won't say too much about it, but I'm watching it keenly because these cases set precedents.
How are you watching it, though? We were talking about it earlier today.
There's good
in one
tweets.
Of our meetings.
There's some good tweets.
Twitter got mentioned because it is blow by blow, almost. Yeah, People were saying that's such a good tweet. You know,
some sheriffs allow it and some don't. What you've got to do is actually make an application to the court, to the sheriff himself and whoever's sitting over the case and say, look, I'm a journalist, I want to be able to live tweet this as we go. And they will do it on a case-by-case basis, depending upon, as long as you're not going to run in and out of the court every 5 minutes and so on, as long as you're not going to tweet anything that would put you in contempt of court or affect the outcome of the case or anything like that. So it depends. I'm following it on Twitter. So which is always interesting, and I think it's a sign of things to come, because I think we're going to end up in a situation pretty soon in the way that when that dreadful case in Butte, the sentencing came, that Lord Matthews
allowed...
They were doing
it live, and then there was so much emotion in the court.
With a 30-second delay and all that. So I think we are moving towards what you see in the United States, which is you're going to see a lot more media in court.
Anna, it is interesting that he sues Kezia Dugdale instead of the paper. It's your paper, The Record. What's your take on the case, the coverage?
It's fascinating. I've been intrigued to see how Stuart Campbell, the individual behind the Wings Over Scotland website, has tried to position himself through this whole thing. And it seems to me that he really wants it both ways. You know, he's trying... His defence seems to be that he's a very, you know, right-on liberal person who supports gay rights and would never... do a bad thing. But my understanding is that as the liberal way to deal with a situation like this is, if you have said something or made a comment that you thought was fine, but in this case this is a comment about a gay person, and then a gay person is offended by it and makes that clear to you, the liberal approach to that is to take the word of the gay person, that if they're offended by it, then their voice is the one that you should listen to, and that you say your reaction is not to head to the courts. Your reaction is to say, "Oh, right, okay, my bad. Okay, talk me through that. If you need that explained to you, if you need it unpicked for you, you get that explained for you, and then you suck it up. Basically, you take the voice of the oppressed minority, and." You factor that in the future, and if necessary, you apologise, you withdraw your comment, whatever needs to be done. You don't head to the court and drag the person who's made this point, you know, through a what must have been a really distressing and unpleasant court case. So very interesting to see how he's played it and how he's reacted. I mean, if you were following his Twitter feed, you know, he seems to be enjoying this process very much. He has tweeted extensively the coverage of it. He is giving very much the impression of someone who's enjoying this moment and all the attention.
It's curious that, isn't it? He's tweeting about this case, this live case, and it was a tweet that he issued in the first place that Ms. Dugdale took issue with. It's all in the mix, isn't it?
It's very
Twitter,
much in the mix.
Yeah. Social media.
I suspect a lot
mainstream media.
I expect a lot of people aren't interested in it in the least, but what the other mainstream that has come out of Twitter is other strands within the nationalist movement being watching with absolute horror, distancing themselves, saying how distressing Kezia Dugdale has had loads and loads and loads of just individual messages of support from all kinds of people, not just SNP Labour people, all kinds of people, just on a very personal basis from all sides of the debate. Very interesting one to watch, to see how the... Because this is the new media. You know, people who don't find their views represented in the mainstream media, the dead tree press, whatever you want to call it, they look for alternatives. And a lot of people have found an alternative in Wings. You know, it's not massive, but it is. He has a very, very dedicated and vociferous and deep-pocketed bands of followers who have funded him through this venture. And, you know, that is a part of the nationalist movement that a lot of other people who don't sign up for that are unhappy and a bit anxious about.
That is the issue, isn't it, Stuart, that much of what Wings writes is complicated, and he tries to unpick unionist argument. And he has a lot of backers. A lot of people believe what he says, yeah. And he's probably right and wrong in a lot of occasions.
Yeah.
So therefore, this court case becomes more than just whether someone writes a defamatory tweet. It becomes a political court case, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
It does.
I think, John, in this one, to some extent, Twitter's on trial as much as, you know, the Kezia Dugdale-Stuart Campbell dispute. Can I go back one stage? Because I think it's quite important to say this, that there is a fundamental difference between Wings Over Scotland, the media monitoring service would be the best way of calling it, and Stuart Campbell's Twitter account. They're as different from the BBC's 9 o'clock news and John Beattie's tweets. They're as different as that. And in terms of that, I think that Stuart Campbell has wound up a number of people, a lot of people, because his media monitoring service often destroys and points up the hypocrisies and the mistakes and the misdirections of mainly the so-called mainstream media. And I think his service is an extremely good service, and I think that he actually holds to account quite a lot of various titles that we all know and love in our life.
And he's unpicked sometimes too, to be fair. He'll admit that too.
That's right. However, I don't like his Twitter personality. This is a personal view, but he has a Twitter personality that is separate and distinctive from the Wings Over Scotland media monitoring service. I find it to be acerbic, attitudinal, aggressive, all of the things I actually dislike about Twitter. And he's not alone in that. There's a hell of a lot of people that adopt kind of personalities on Twitter that are not always necessarily the same as their real personality, but nonetheless, they can come over and often the term that's used is troll, that they're in there trying to annoy people and agitate people and whatever. It's not for me. It's not the way that I like to kind of run my social media, and it's not what I think is the right thing to do. But I think it's important to keep in mind that the comments that were made by Stuart Campbell were made on Twitter and brought into the mainstream press to some extent by Kezia, who I know better than I know Stuart Campbell. That's really important, that, because it's posing the question about whether Twitter, and this is something we come in many different ways come up to this in this part of the segment of the show, is Twitter a publishing platform? Because effectively, to meet those statements of the kind of libelous statements, there would need to be evidence that it was published, that it was, you know, viewed or heard or seen or read by people, that it had an impact on your capacity to earn a living. I mean, so there's quite a lot of different kind of elements of test within this legally. And I think that what's happening here is that Twitter has gone on trial. There's many, many, many more important things that it should have been on trial for, but this particular case brings Twitter to the court, as well as Kezia Dugdale and Stuart Campbell. I don't know how this is going to pan out, because like Eamon said, you're dancing on the head of a pin. I don't think it's necessarily a good thing. I don't think it particularly portrays Scotland in a great light. That being said, it was his Twitter personality that made the joke, which, if you're absolutely honest, there's a degree of wit in the joke. albeit that I think that it's not necessarily the greatest joke in the world. And I think that probably it's a joke that should not have been made.
Yeah, it's the old football joke, isn't it?
It's been made 100 times that. It's one of the oldest book of the oldest jokes in the oldest jokes in the book. And I think that it's his Twitter personality that many people in, if you like, I don't even mean unionist here, but across the political spectrum, the people that don't like Stuart Campbell don't like his Twitter personality. Actually, when he's writing about what the Daily Mail may have said about, for example, oil revenues, there's quite a lot of intelligent journalistic scrutiny goes on in those. He should stick to that for me.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on.